Shavtim perek tesayin pasuk tes. So Delilah has asked Shimshon what makes him so strong. He said, tie me up in 7 fresh cords that have not been dried out. And she did, provided by the officers of the Plishtim who are lying in wait. Pasuk tes, v'orev yoshev la b'cheder. And so an ambush was waiting for Shimshon outside, oh, not outside, I'm sorry, in an inner room. A cheder usually implies an inner room. So in a kind of hidden closet-like room or something like that, that only had an entrance that nobody had checked, she's got a bunch of plishtim waiting there. Vatomer Eilav, and so she said to Shimshon, without actually springing the trap, she said, plishtim olecha Shimshon. So he was either sleepy or he was just there, allowing her to tie him up as a little game. And she said, the plishtim are upon you, Shimshon. And vayinatek es hayisarim kasher yinosek psil hanaores barichoesh. And immediately he broke the ropes from his arms like fiber of flax is broken when fire burns it. When flax is burned by fire, it becomes incredibly brittle and completely disintegrates. And so he broke them just like the barest pieces of straw. Below no da kocho. And he didn't even have to use his great strength to do it. So without even flexing a muscle, he manages to spring out of all of these cords that he had sworn were what kept him strong, were what would weaken him. Vatomer Delilah el Shimshon, so pasuk yud. So now Delilah says to Shimshon, she's upset. Hinei, hey salta bi, you are making fun of me. You have made fun of me. Batadaber elai kizavim, and you told me lies. What kind of in love do you say we are if you mock me and you tell me lies? She's pouting. Atoha gida no li bamete oser. Now please tell me, with what should you be bound? So again, the question is a leading question and an absolutely horrible question. And Shimshon's suspicions, despite his love for her, are completely ready. So Pasuk Yud Aleph, he lies to her again. Vayomer Eleha, and he told her, Emasar Ya'asruni Ba'avosim Chadoshim. Not 7 fresh cords this time. If you bind me with new ropes, which are thicker than cords, that are new and have never been used before, and are stiff, asher lo na'asa vahem melacha, that no work has ever been done with them. V'chalisi v'hayisi ke'achad ha'adam. And then I will weaken, and I will be like one of the man. So again, ke'achad ha'adam can be interpreted to also mean I will be like the one man who is unique among all men, the incredibly strong man that I am. So if you bind me with these new ropes, then for sure, Yudbeis vatikach Delilah avosim chadoshim vata asrehu bohem. So Delilah, exactly where she has a connection at Home Depot, Shimshon isn't asking, but Delilah has come up with these new ropes and she binds him with them. Vatomer elav plishtim olecho Shimshon. And then she suddenly shrieks at him, the plishtim are upon you, Shimshon. Ve'orev yoshev bachoder. And just as last time, the ambush was sitting in the inner room lying in wait. And so he broke them from his arms like string. So this time it doesn't say that he didn't have to use his mighty strength. This time he broke them like string, not like completely disintegratable material. But nevertheless, now she is mad because now he's lied to her twice. And she has ulterior motives, and at this point now she's obsessed with finding out the truth. Yud Gimel, Vatomer Delilah El Shimshon, Ad Heina He Salto Bi. How long are you going to make fun of me? Or more literally, Ad Heina, until now all you have been doing is making fun of me. Vatadaber Eli Kazavim, and you tell me lies. Hagido Li Bamete Oser. Tell me, notice the word Na is gone as well. She's not begging him anymore. She's pushing at him and prodding him. We will see those literal words in a little while later on that she constantly pushes and pressures. Tell me with what you can be bound. By Yomer Eleha, And so he gives her a more novel answer. Im ta'argiyas sheva machlafos roshi im hamasoches. If you weave the seven locks of my hair into the loom with which cloth is woven. Now, he's starting to get closer and closer to the truth, the Mefarshim tell us. In the first case, he talked about cords and then ropes, which are definitely can be seen as symbols shaped like hair, and getting closer and closer to the idea of braids. Apparently, Shimshon had quite the head full of dreadlocks. Now, he's actually talking about the hair itself. And so he's getting closer and closer to cracking under the pressure. Also, fresh cords are an implication, the man Loe says, of hair that is growing from a living head. Saying no work has been done with the ropes is a reference to the fact that his hair has never been cut. And also that as a nazir, he himself can't be used for any other purpose besides for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now the number seven, which was also the number that he said seven cords at the beginning. When he says the seven locks, some say it's because he had his hair in seven braids. Some say because the hair of the head in Judaism is divided into seven sections. The beard has five corners that are referred to in the Isurim of shaving with a razor. The hair has seven sections, different aspects of the cranium that it's stretched on. So the loom was a frame with threads stretched across it. And the threads going across are called the warp. And in some of the looms, the ends of the threads are attached to opposite sides of the frame. But in others, they're wound around a roller at one end or attached to weights to keep them tight. The weaver would then take a second thread, the weft or the woof, and weave it back and forth through the warp threads. So by taking his hair and weaving it in, Delilah, according to many of the Mefarshim, attached the loom to the ground near Shimshon's head, and he was sleeping, and wove his hair in place of the weft, the thread that goes in and out, back and forth on the warp. And the weaving pin that he said, as we're about to see, is going to be that pin, that rolling pin, that roller that holds everything tight on one end. And so Shimshon's going to go to sleep in all innocence, not realizing, or maybe realizing on some level, that his wife has it in for him.